Welcome to the Don and Wynn Show. This is Wynn Free with my co-host, Don Newsome. And we're not doing our regular intro tonight because Don and I have decided this is not going to be dysfunctional radio at its best. But we are turning over a new leaf, and hopefully it's going to be camaraderie and... what's the other word? Don, you have to come up with the other word. I have camaraderie, and I am just going to let Don come up with...
anything.
Theme word.
Anything at all.
Come on.
You know, it's good to be here. It's good to be back. It's good to be with you, Wynn. It's good to be with our audience. It's good to be alive today, don't you think?
Well, it's all right.
You know, Wynn, it's exceptional. It's not really all right. I mean, that's kind of dumbing down everybody, isn't it? It's kind of dumbing down yourself.
Do you know what? We have to be honest and real. Some days are exceptional, some days are okay, and some days are just getting through. And they're all right, but, you know, I think that's the way it is for most people.
So how are you? Go through cycles.
And
how are you today, Wynn?
Today, I am okay. I have no complaints.
No complaints, you're okay.
Yeah.
How are most of your days? Are they the same? Would you say that they're kind of similar? Or are they better?
Well, let's see. How are most of my days? I would say most of my days...
Now, you're not guessing, are you?
are pretty good. I don't remember. I'm in the here and now. So, you know... Don, the reason we are an interesting, odd couple is because...
I snore.
We have different ways of approaching things. And so when you try to fit me in your way of approaching things...
I couldn't fit you in anything, Wynn.
Well, I mean...
Look at the size of you, man.
I know you mean well, but I have to respond to it from my perspective... Just as I can't fit you into my way.
Now, justice has nothing to do with it.
I didn't say justice. I said just as. Just
exactly.
As, just as. Okay?
Isn't that
and
the same?
So, you know, the key is not that I can fit into your way or you can fit into my way, but...
I could fit into your way. I could do it.
No,
you know,
you can't.
Look, I came down to earth, didn't I?
Well, you know what?
I propagated, didn't I?
Propagated.
I got married, didn't I? I had kids, didn't I? I'm here, aren't I? I'm talking to you, ain't I?
Well.
I'm in a funk, folks.
You're in a funk. Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to go with the flow. And
flow with
see
the
where
funk.
It goes. Flow where it goes.
Flow
hey,
with the
you
funk.
You know, I have
yes,
a very...
Do.
Don, I have a very interesting... conversation I would like to have with you.
Excellent.
Okay?
Excellent.
And I mean, you're going to have to be serious or it's not going to work.
I'm mysterious.
Can you be serious?
I am mysterious.
Okay. And the conversation has to do with the gentleman that was our guest last week. Because I feel like I need to go on record on something about that show. And I didn't want to say it during the show.
Good.
But I need to go on record as part of our audience, right?
Well, we all have needs.
And so I want to go on record as saying that I'm not sure that UFO landings are going to come here to save us and that they're positive. Now, I'm not saying that they're negative.
Oh, wow, this is a beautiful topic.
But I'm not saying that they're negative, but I am certainly not going to tell our listeners...
that they're all positive.
To just assume because...
I agree.
Okay, but just because a UFO lands and a guy comes out
of the UFO smiling and says,
you know, in some of the things I've read, now, I'm not going to, you know...
No, I believe you. You know, you're convincing the choir, to be quite honest, because I do believe that some are bad, some are good, just like we have a mix here on the planet. We have some secretive ones and some that are very open. You got a mix. Don't think you don't or you're being naive.
Yeah.
And as far as people saying, are they going to be here to save us? Well, Here's my answer. If the controlling, perverted, murderous banksters who are in power now are human, then, you know, they're... then we've already won because there's nothing to them, and removing them physically from locality, from this planet, would be a simple matter, and it's just a matter of time before, you know, that happens. And that's when enough people wake up and say, you know, they're the few and we're the many. But, regardless, if they're not human, and for some reason they're Lizzies, or some kind of grayness, gray alien, or some, non-organic portal of what I heard before, or robotic, or there's some kind of human with no soul, then, you know what? If that's true, if there is some form of an extraterrestrial influence on this planet in a controlling way, then I would have to say that whatever's out there is also here to help. Only because there would be factions out there that would have the moral responsibility and the obligation to be of that highest service. And then there would be those karmically that would feel obligated to be of that service. And there would be those who just plain screwed up and they're here to fix the crap that they perpetuated or that was done with their awareness. Now, so again, if we're dealing with human perverts, murderous perverts, again, perverts, someone echo that. Okay, forget the echo. If we're dealing with murderous banking perverts, because remember, when if you become king of the world, I pronounce you God, amen, boomba, you're now the head honcho. And everybody's obeying your every whim. Well, what now? I'll tell you what. At that point, it's got to go into perversion. You become a pervert. Why? Because when you have that kind of domination control, you've already sought it. Now you've got it. Now what? Doesn't it kind of got to get perverted at that point? It's a logical conclusion that that kind of extreme... what people say, absolute control breeds what? Well, again, there's a perversion that happens at that extreme.
Wait.
Let me finish. If that's human, we need to cut the rot out of our core, wherever it is. We need to go in there, and we need to physically, bloody well, remove it. Got it? And if it isn't human, then you know what? We've got a lot of help. Either or, we're going to win the day. That's how I look at it. Because if it's more than I can handle, I got a lot that I can handle helping me. And if it's not more than we can handle, then let's go in there and take care of business.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts on this, Wynn?
Like what? Say that again?
I was just being foolish.
I didn't completely follow all of that, Don. You know, I'm trying, but I didn't completely follow it.
Well, again, it comes down to, are the ETs good or are they bad? Well, you know, does it really matter? You know, they might be good, they might be bad. Some of them are lower spiritually evolved entities are working with our government in cahoots, secretive situations, which is pretty sick. But I think there are those that aren't. I think we got it all. We got perverted aliens among us.
There was a very famous...
What could a perverted alien do to you?
Don, are you going to let me get a word?
Whoa.
You don't have to if you don't want.
I'll just
listen. There's a very famous Outer Limits show. Outer Limits or Twilight. That was about a spaceship that landed and was going to help humanity. And, of course, they kept saying, I think the title of the show was We Come to Serve You.
Yeah, V. It was called V, and they were lizards. And in the end, they tried to serve us on a platter. It was a beautiful movie.
Yeah.
You know, and I think there are entities out there that find us delicious, just like we find a lot of animals delicious. And I'll bet you if we went to some planets and we stewed up some of the beings that are on it, probably some taste pretty damn good. And there'd be those factions on this planet that would enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got it all. It's a galactic awareness people are going to start to understand, but the majority of it out there is of lighted heart. They really, you know, otherwise there wouldn't be a universe. There wouldn't be this dynamic interplay of forces, because it would end up being what could occur on the Earth as we look around. And no, of course, we're not going to allow it. That's why we see it, and we're going to change it just by the very nature of our seeing it in our physicality and being aware of it, is the fact that we're going to change it. I mean, our seeing, it's kind of the last effect. So
John,
it's like we see light after the occurrence. The sun blares its light and we see it later. The fact that all this destructive situations throughout the planet we're seeing now, it's because it's healing.
Okay, Don,
it's not getting worse. People are so frightened. There are so many internet stories. Go to the World Net Daily or some Four Winds or 10 or someone. There's a lot of them out there. Go to Rents.com. Prison Planet. What really happened? Check it out. Hell, if you're scared now and you love to read and you really get into fear, wow. You know, I mean, take a look around. Is it really occurring? Yeah, kinda.
So, here's the operative question, Tom. Are you ready for the operative question?
Sure.
And I mean, I'd like to pose this to you and to our listeners. They're all welcome to call up and tell me, tell us, tell the world.
Tell the world how you feel. You know, I feel great. I feel great. I feel aware, and I feel that we have a mess to clean up right now.
Okay, here's the operative question. If a flying saucer landed on the lawn in the park, and they said they were here to help us, and they said, just get in, and we're going to cure all your diseases, and we're going to fix you, and whatever, what would you do?
What would I do at that point?
Yeah.
Well, I would want to know, I would want to, at that point, good question. At that very point, I would say, thank you very much. We'll get back to you.
Thank you. I think that is a wise response, okay?
I don't think too many on this planet wouldn't have that exact response. It's not all that wise.
Yeah. Well, you know, if we're told that we're going to have a landing and they're coming to save us, then, you know, people could be misdirected, or they could make a decision.
Sure.
You know, one thing I've learned about my opinion about positive forces, don't ask you to accept them blindly.
I agree.
They put you through a process where they prove themselves to you one way or another to give you enough indicators to apply some discernment to the situation. And I would think that...
They don't dazzle you with what you see, taste, touch, smell.
Yeah.
They dazzle you more with what you sense. But then you go beyond that and start to dazzle yourself with how you feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
And your emotional triggers, you know, the thoughts are kind of like the emotional triggers, which I heard today. Beautiful analogy on Carolyn Evers, carolynevers.com, the message earlier today. It really is that way. Thoughts are kind of like messages, and they're kind of, they're almost like things as well. They're just vibrating at a higher rate. I mean, if I could If I could think something and slow that thought down, it would be a physical object. It would have form. So is thought any less of an object? Does it have any less form than the object in front of you? Not really, it's just a fluid form. And it's greater because it's more dynamic and can interweave. So thoughts are precious things, and how you think, how you feel about things, and the thoughts that you have about those feelings should bring some form of awareness to you. What do you think about these entities? Because, you know, when you feel them, some of them are loving. You have no fear. There's nothing dramatic or traumatic. And then there are those experiences where they're extremely traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
I think the greater the light gets, the greater the dark works.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're in a slave mentality.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a reactive state. They're in a lower vibration. They come from what we shed off. They're like that, the monkeys theory. Back again, Planet of the Apes. Look at who's ruling us. They're the ones who see that they're the future by virtue of their blood.
Mm-hmm.
And usually that blood is really had nothing original put into it for a while. Hey, I'm sorry, all you Illuminati, but get a grip, folks. You know, I mean, there's an old saying, actually relatively new. And it goes like this, you know. Get out of town, you're stinking up the joint. And they are. It's just a bad, it's kind of like a bad play. You know, these people with too much money and too much perversion are playing God on a planet that doesn't want them. And these godly brain-thinking matters, I mean, I have such, I hate to have loathing for anything, and there's a good word, hate, loathing, but when you're dealing with humans, humans. Remember, folks, we're dealing with humans because there's humans following whatever directive they're getting. Okay, when you have human souls that really came here to be innocent and find out that they can live that opulent perversion, it's pretty exquisite and it's perverted. It's so... You know, we can all go there in our fantasy, but why? You know, I don't think, I think 99.999999% of this world wouldn't take that fantasy even into their mind to the extreme in that perversion. It's not only an old way of thinking, it's because their blood hasn't had any originalness put into it. You know, Illuminati have become Illuminati. There comes a point when you just gotta go homo. You know? Sorry.
Did you hear about that secret meeting of the House of Representatives?
Yeah, all the secret meetings are now known, aren't they?
No. No, normally, they're not secret normally.
All right, okay, they held some meeting.
This is quite serious. I mean, recently...
You know, nothing that the government does anymore truly is of a serious nature. Mm-hmm. It's just running ramshot over you. Bush is just there to just cause as much chaos and throw as much junk into the works that the next guy can help throw you a bone.
Mm-hmm.
Keep taking more. I mean, look at what he's passed and the executive orders and things he's done and the precedent he's set for the next fella. Or is Obama a... Well, you see, that gives a man for concern, a man pause for concern. Because we all know that we don't want any of them in. And any one of them that gets in, that's riding high right now, I mean, they're just going to continue the trend. The genocide will become extreme under McCain. Hillary, we know that she'll just allow it, because she's weak. She's weak, and she should be a beautiful, strong woman. But she's been weak for a long time. She shows that in her character, who she allies herself with. She's a weak, weak person.
Who is Hillary?
Hillary.
Now, what do you think of Obama?
And Obama, to me, is a lying son of a gun with no integrity, no character, no honor, no heart. I believe personally that he's a man who sold himself to the devil. If that's the quote you like. I just don't believe that he's anything more than that because of who he surrounded himself by. And if for him to change that, maybe he's the Christed one. And he has to swim with the sharks in such a way as that he's getting all this goo, fish matter all over himself. But he just has to do it because he needs to get in there in order to right the wrongs of the people that are in there now. Oh, there are a few that believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. So get that silly notion out of your head. It's ridiculous.
Now let me ask you something, Don. On what do you base your opinion of Obama?
Reading too much and thinking probably too little.
On your part?
On my part.
So what did you read about him that brought you to that opinion?
Oh, gosh. Okay. I think I've read about everything I can read. Really, when, I mean, I read so much that it's almost, I get tired just thinking about it.
But you don't know you don't remember the sources.
Oh, are you kidding? Now, there's so many sources. Do your research. I mean, hey, I do mine, and I come to my opinion. I just throw my opinion out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have online radio. So people can put their opinion out there, and hopefully others will listen. And... you know, you got a lot of opinionated people like me and like others. And when you start to feel a shift, when a lot of people are starting to feel of one opinion, then you start to get a lot of the disinfo. And then the boards start getting a lot of disinfo. And then you get a lot of crap emails. And then everything gets a little weird. And you get a lot more on this end. And then it starts to come in waves. It's like always to confuse the issues. And it's almost like it's metered. The bullshit's metered somehow. It's like, okay, we got to keep it pegged at X. If it doesn't get to X, put a little fill. It's amazing. But I get it from all sides. What do I care? I really don't. I read it all, sure. I like to be aware of it. Most of it's comical. Comical because it's so far from the truth that it's fact put into feelings and then opinionate it. It's selective and it's tight. Usually stinks. I don't think there are news agencies out there anymore that aren't opinionated. What do you think? When?
you know,
are you talking to me? I know you're talking to me.
I'm talking to you. What?
Because you're staring right at me.
You haven't made much space for me, but that's okay.
I apologize, Wynn.
That's all right.
I'll give you a wide girth.
I'm just...
Step aside.
You know, I...
Win.
See, Donald...
You're in the room.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm looking at a guy's website, Hal Turner. Do you ever hear of Hal Turner?
You're not into porno, are you? Yes,
well,
of course.
No. Hal Turner, I'll tell you what's at the top of his website.
Okay.
Because I got an interesting email that linked me to this website.
Sorry, I was giggling because some of the emails I get these days are interesting. Even the
welcome,
spam.
Now just listen to this. Welcome to the Hal Turner Show, the voice of the common man. Making use of the First Amendment to restore free speech, the Hal Turner Show is the most controversial talk show of the airwaves. Obviously, they've never listened to BBS, right?
Oh, wow. Controversial? Look, we're mild compared to some of the people that are spooing on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, you're listening to the Don and Wynn Show. We're not over the top. We're not even extreme these days. I'm just giving you my point of view. There are points of view out there that will woo-woo you.
Mm-hmm.
Woo. And, you know, it'll tell you that you're about to die. Only you're living, you're watching him, but everything he's telling you, or they're telling you, or she's telling you, it's telling you, is telling you, you know, you're going to die right there on the spot. It's almost plasmatic, ain't it? Yeah. Was that you?
I'm here.
I know you're listening.
I'm reading about Hal Turner. Hal Turner is a 45-year-old white married Catholic. Despite today's climate, throwaway marriages, and rampant divorce...
Listen to that, Inge. I love it. That's just...
Cal has been married to the same woman for 16 years with a 13-year-old son. His social philosophy is arch-conservative. He is staunchly pro-life and an avid constitutional originalist.
Originalist? Okay. Okay, good. I like it. So what does it all mean, Miss Sue?
He ran for the Republican nomination of the United States House of Representatives, the 13th District of New Jersey. And after losing the June primary election, he began a weekly radio show. Throughout his show, Hal developed a reputation as being the most controversial talk show host of the entire world.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Is a typical, everyday, average married white guy. A father, a Catholic. But what made him controversial and still does is this. He says publicly what most people only dare to think privately.
I would agree. You know, that's why he's a household word.
You would agree. Now, you know, he's listed on Alexa as 317,000. Okay.
Yeah. No, but he's who hasn't heard of Hal Turner? Do you know anybody? I mean, if I mention that name, bang.
I don't think anyone knows of him.
I think Hal Turner is a well-recognized name, extremely well-recognized name, I might add. But then I don't know. I've been in that kind of, I don't know. Maybe I was exposed to it. But Hal Turner to me is someone I knew about for a long time. Long, 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 long time.
Don?
I'm here.
Okay. So here is Hal Turner. Wait, now, let me just tell you why I'm mentioning him. Because I was trying to figure out if I trusted an email that I got from his, you know, somebody was quoting him.
Right.
And I thought I'd share this email, because it's pretty, I would say, catalytic is the right word, okay?
In fact, funny you should mention him, because I was reading something about an article or something, and I was quite astounded. And it had something to do with Hal Turner. And I got good vibes from it. That's all I can remember. So
and here it is. It relates to this closed session of the U.S. House of Representatives that was held few days ago. And it was the fourth time, according to this article, I'm not saying this is true, fourth time in 176 years that Congress has closed its doors to the public.
Right.
And so what
was... Yeah, that was the article I read, correct.
What were they discussing
right.
that they don't want us to know about?
Yeah.
Word has begun leaking from last night's special closed-door session of the House of Representatives. Not only did members discuss new surveillance provisions, as was publicly stated reason for the closed-door session, they also discussed, now get ready for this, the imminent collapse of the U.S. economy to occur by September 2008.
Yeah.
The imminent collapse of U.S. federal government finances by February 2009.
Mm-hmm.
The possibility of civil war inside the U.S. as a result of the collapse.
Yeah.
Advanced roundups of insurgent U.S. citizens likely to move against the government.
Bing, bang, boom.
The detention of those rounded up at Rex...
Yeah, don't you get that warm, fuzzy feeling?
Construction throughout the USA.
Yeah.
The location of safe facilities for members of Congress and their families to reside during expected mass...
Yeah. Now, do you remember the title?
Civil Unrest.
What is the title? Read the title. Read the title one more time.
The necessary and unavoidable merger of the United States with Canada and Mexico.
That was the title?
No. And the issuance of a new currency, the Amaro, for all three nations,
yeah.
as a proposed solution to the coming economic Armageddon.
Yeah.
And members of Congress...
Now, I have a question for you.
Now, here's the title.
Here's
the title. Title is closed session last night, only fourth time in 176 years.
Hey, guys, just so you know, I'm going to just put it out there right now so you know what I'm thinking. All bullshit. Okay, now we'll go on, and then I'll explain myself in my entirety. All right, what was the title again?
Closed House of Representatives session.
No, you read some other. There was some other title, I forget.
Oh, that's the title.
Well, you read something else, because I was laughing during it.
I was reading his website. I was trying to look at his website and decide if I thought he
yeah.
was, you know... Any
yeah,
problem.
I've known about him for quite some time. I've known about, and I was speaking about people like Four Winds, 10, and I was speaking about companies like the WorldNet Daily and companies like whatdoesitreallymean.com and companies like... I could go on and on. I'm just spilling a few. That do I... You know, there's... If you guys go to globalresearch.ca or that one company that deals with the Chris's story about all these Wanta funds and the Wanta money and worldreports.org or something, and you see that it's, you know, and you go there to their main header and you see the companies and where they're based, main headquarters and things like that, and you look at the various groups that are coming out and where the main information's coming out, and many of them are coming out from Australian companies and from British companies, and the same news agencies are spitting the same crap that infests everything. Then you get to a point like I am. And I find that the infestation of fear-based crap is crap. It's crap.
You know what? A lot of people have talked about a major economic breakdown.
You know, let me ask you this. If that's true, then these banksters are really shooting themselves in the foot. Right? It would make very little economic sense to topple a global economy in such a way. It'd make more economic sense to continue to piss you off, to piss me off with bullshit fear-related stories while the economy declines to the point where they can grab up all the competitors by saying, we're going to create this economy so fucked up that we're going to, you know, you're never going to make anything. I mean, your stock's nothing. We control it all. It's a buyout. It's a sellout. It's a buyout.
Now, I would like to, I would like to not agree with you, okay?
Yeah. And it's a sellout, again, to various interests worldwide, including Russian. In fact, in a very big way.
Can I not
unfortunately. And a lot of it's secret society, mafia-related, family-related bullshit. It's just, you know, because many of these families and their henchmen don't really buy into the genocidal mania of it all. But they're still perverts. I'm a pervert. They're just a sick pervert.
Now, what's the difference between you and a sick pervert?
Well, a sick pervert hurts others.
You're a healthy pervert.
I'm a healthy pervert.
Okay.
A sick pervert always finds the last means is hurting others.
Mm-hmm.
Killing others, hurting others, it's always somehow the option. And somehow they always lead the path to that option in their destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of small, it always leads to the same damn place, don't it?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. You know, Illuminati, yeah, folks, it isn't even the Illuminati, really, to be honest with you. You got a human condition. It's like, you ever seen the human stain? It's like a human stain. And it's staining us as a human population. And it's a few that feel that well, you know, really, they're sick enough to really know that they're sick. At that point, it's dementia, maybe. But they get it. I mean, it's not like they're ignorant of the fact that they're small. But at that point, that issue remains. And they like it. They get off on it. It's a perversion. And away they go. And it just needs to be removed. It's human. It's in our law enforcement. It's right in our law enforcement. It's in our judiciary community, folks. It's in our legislative branch. Senators and reps alike. Perverts. If they're not blackmailed, they're voting against your liberties. And most of them show that they can't handle the stress, so they go to some form of what? Perversion? Hell, I think you'd probably catch half of them on a public toilet enjoying themselves. I mean, you gotta wonder, when does impeccable integrity come back? I mean, it should be back. It's easy. Shoot me! But before I die, I'm going to make myself felt. You know, there's a difference coming, and I'm part of it. There's a change that's here, and I'm it. And there is no exception to that rule because I don't believe in anything but eternity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have illusions of smallness and death and torture and rape and pedophilia and arachnophobia. Well, I just, you know, it's wonderful to live in that little reactive state. But, yeah, I think the world's ready for something new. And I think when people start to get over the fact that they're spiritual, they'll start to understand that they're physical. It's a physical reality, and these people need to be removed from physicality. Come on! They're a danger to themselves. They're a danger to you, me. They're a danger. They're whoa. I'll put the word to you. The word. They are serial killers. But they've just taken it to the grand step where they're sitting on the throne. They got it all. They're the King Poobah. Once again, they've been named God. Self-proclaimed deity. And then the perversion starts. And that's where they are.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just, I mean, we see it. It's cool. Fine. You lived it. We're just going to remove you from our space. Pacifism's great. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Sit there and do nothing. Dream of better things to come and how spiritual you are and how strong your soul is and how loving it has to be in order to affect everybody with your energy. Woo! Baby. Get down on your knees and pray where they're coming for you. Hey! I shouldn't ridicule it because I do it. And I love to. And I will do that too. I'm a multiple person. I'm a multi-dimensional aspect. I'm not only going to do that, but I'm going to take the action while I'm doing it. I'm going to keep that in my mind. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to take some extra action. I'm going to step up to the plate. And I'm going to say, you know what? The beautiful part comes when you reach just the few. Just those who start to realize that they're in tune. And then the harmony plays on. And eventually that harmony breaks up whatever is discordant. That's unity, folks. It's integrity. It's all of us. It's being integral. We don't have to stand together on everything, but we can stand together on one great issue, and that is, we want to see something a lot less ridiculous and a lot more advantageous to life than what we're seeing right now. And if we all get a grip on that, then let's all take the steps to remove whatever is preventing that. And there are only the few. There's only a few
Are you there, Don?
Oh, I'm here. I'm always here.
I think
I'll be here for a while.
I heard only a few. I didn't hear where it went from there.
Well, I wanted to emphasize that. We're the many. They're the few. They have a lot of money, but so what? What does that mean? Does that make any difference? They're still the few. Okay, there's there's a war tribe going on, and you've got 1 million people, and they're 3 next year, and you got 1 million, you're looking at them. Oh, God, someone just gave them all the money in the world. Okay, let's just kind of put that illusion over it. Just cross a line. Put a line in the dirt, stick a pencil in there, and draw this line down the dirt. And imagine yourself as being 1 billion, and then over there on the right side of the line there's 3, 2. Okay. Now give them all the money. Give it all to them. There's still only 2 or 3. So what? I mean, where is your power? Your power is in your physical form. And the action it can take at this moment. It also has other abilities, and that's into project, you know, into literally creating what you think, what you say, what you do. But the most pronounced and most productive action you can take is that in physicality. Now, if your thoughts and your words and your actions are moving in the same direction, damn! You're dynamic. You're a dynamo. You got power. I like you. Hell, your butt's not moving in a different direction from your face. Something's aligned there. You're beautiful.
You have lost me, Don.
I lose a lot of people at the butt and the face thing. Yeah, that silences me usually. I get quiet at this point. I often pray, get down upon my knees, believe, 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 believe,
You know, it seems to me you have a couple of new people coming in.
Yeah. They also believe it's not enough to save America. Now we got to save the world.
Who's coming? Who's some of the new?
They're beautiful people. They're new. I knew I'd have a face-off with you sooner or later if I kept interrupting you. I'm sorry, Wynn. Oh, I think we might have a caller. Wynn?
Yeah.
Hey, folks, remember that one and send it off to that cell company, okay? Because that was interesting. All right. How are you?
Where did I go?
Well, I don't know, but I dropped it just the right time. It would have made perfect for that commercial. You know, the one. We were talking about the one.
Yeah. So listen, shall we call in the light? It's that time, you know.
I would enjoy that.
All right. Okay, listeners, this is our time to take our moment to put our energies together in kind of a planetary prayer. And we're honored to have you join us and bring in energy, what I call energy from other dimensions, into your space, wherever you are right now. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here and each person listening, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies and to the center of the Earth. And right now, we voluntarily, those of us who do, join and create a group energy. And we invite those higher sources, those positive service to other sources and other dimensions, to join our group energy. And we now have one great ball of huge energy. And we're just going to anchor that energy with each person listening. Some of you can feel it. Some of you can feel the energy space stop in your physical environment. And we ask now as a group for peace on our planet. We ask for love and light to be sent to you and to your people, your associates, your friends who are suffering or sick. We send this light to homeless people, to all those people struggling on our planet, and particularly people that have been in war zones and have had huge catastrophes in their areas and are suffering as a result. We just ask for all the support from other dimensions to help alleviate and uplift all these circumstances on our planet. And on that note, I say goodnight to you. I turn it back to my co-host, Don Newsome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Don, for bringing BBS into the world and the Don and Wynn Show. And everybody have a wonderful week.
Well, thank you, Wynn. I appreciate you and giving me the floor for most of this. I had to rant and rave only because every now and again it compels me to. I just feel the desire that I have to spoo. And it feels good. It's kind of like getting it off your chest. Wynn, I love you. Thank you. Folks, stick around. We got a Zany Mystic. I'm sure that'll be a very different show for you. We love it. We always love Zany Mystic. So stick around. A Fireside Chant is next.
I love you.